When I was in high school, this is when I started doing music. I was in the choir program back when Les Snyder was the director, and then it was my sophomore year when I got an opportunity to sing a solo for one of the concerts. It was Billy Joel, For the Longest Time. And it was back then, you know, right when everything kind of started, where I really kind of started pursuing music and really I'm just having a lot of fun with it. And so from that point, you know, I began to do more and more solos at school and different things with the music program and doing things with friends, doing things for prom and homecoming. And then I hosted a show right there at KFSK, an old doo-wop show there for a year, and, you know, a lot of different things like that. You know, it was a lot of fun.
And then after school, did you keep it up and try to keep going on music?
Yeah, I did. I left and went and did a year of college in Northeast Georgia, Toccoa Falls College. And when I was there is when I did a year of music while I was there. So I did a lot of their choir program, and I did some piano, and I did some vocal lessons, and then I did some different musical training classes while I was there. And so that was a really, you know, good time of training for me, you know, music-wise. And then from there, I did a lot of other things. I became a youth pastor in Angoon. But during that whole time, I was doing music in the community for the church. I was doing things for the community for weddings and funerals and just different functions that they had. And so that was kind of really a time where I really got to really have a lot of practice and really form kind of things that I like to do musically. And I played a lot of piano there too, because, you know, there's not a movie theater or restaurants. And so I just get in my piano and look out the window and I'd just be playing and writing songs. And, you know, I just did that a lot. And so it was a lot of fun.
Broadly breaking out, that's just what you do. Your love is overflowing. This I cannot contain. My heart is screaming out.
This single Satisfies, I guess, your big break, would you call it? Or?
Well, I guess you could say that, in a sense that I really wasn't pursuing anything big. I was just doing what I love to do. And when I wrote the song back in April, it came while I was reading and I was doing some studying, and then all of a sudden I just got inspired. It was one of those moments when in like 20 minutes the entire song pretty much got written. And it was just this time where it was just really exciting. Well, I went down to Kansas City. I was down with my family on vacation and spent a couple days with a friend who's a producer. And while I was there, we were just having fun in the studio, and he wanted to give me some free time there and just help, you know, help me be able to get out some of the things I like to do. And then next thing you know, we listened to the whole song, and we were like, wow, there's something on this. And so we sent it to some other people, and people really liked it. And then from that, a major guy in Nashville, his name is Will McGinnis, from a Christian band called Audio Adrenaline, heard the song. Then he connected me with somebody in Nashville. The person heard it, who is a radio promoter. And from there, he is really excited about the song. And now the song is playing on radio stations all across the country. So it's kind of on a journey, and it kind of came out of nowhere. So I guess you could say it's a break that some people look for, but I wasn't even looking for it. So it's kind of really, really exciting. So
how about the song? It strikes me as a kind of a love song, a Christian love song, I guess you could describe it maybe.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's like when I was singing it, it was just something from my heart to express my heart. It was expressing it to God. And you know, a lot of times it's something that we can easily categorize things. But for me, it's something where I'm just like, you know, it's just something of truly who I am. And, you know, it's, some people can put it in the Christian category because it is a song to God. But also some people can put it just in a category of, you know, progressive rock or pop or whatever that might be. But it definitely is a song that is truly expressing my heart's desire. And so for me, When I write music, I don't want to write music just to write. I want to write music because it's part of the expression of who I am as an artist and as a person. And so that's something that is just really enjoyable to do. I mean, I really, really have a great time doing it.